Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Records on the mound in an extra inning victory. Tonight, the Woodpeckers try and make it three in a row on the road in Kinston, North Carolina. It's the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks coming your way on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi, everybody, and welcome inside the visiting radio booth inside of Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina. Andrew Chapman, pleased to be with you on this Thursday evening. Thanks for making us a part of your plans. We are live on the home of the Woodpeckers, FanDuelWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app for our online radio feed. Your exclusive home for this series all week long. No in-house TV feed for you, so we got you covered in all nine innings. Maybe more, we'll see tonight on FanDuelWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Download that on your App Store or Google Play Store on your nearest smartphone. It's game three of the series. Fayetteville coming off a 10-inning win yesterday. They got two runs in the top of the 10th to beat Down East 5-3. But the real story was what came before extra innings, and it was a historic night on the mound. Trey Dombrowski got it going with five perfect innings, 15 up, 15 down, and he recorded 11 strikeouts over that stretch. It was a career best for Dombrowski. Just the third time this year that a Fayetteville pitcher has struck out 11 in a game. And in terms of all-time records, Trey Dombrowski tied Sean Dubin for the most strikeouts in a single season, getting up to 132. Very good chance he'll break that record the next time he goes to the mound for the Woodpeckers. Behind him, Ethan Pecco pitched a perfect sixth as well. We had a perfect game bid go into the seventh inning. That's when the Woodpeckers were up 3-0, but Downey's found a way to rally. They tied the game 3-3. Jeremy Molero stranded the bases loaded in a pressure-packed bottom of the ninth and did so again after the two runs in the 10th to seal up the win and make the Woodpeckers one short of 50 wins on the season, 49-66, their overall record, 19-31 in the second half of play. Down East tonight comes in first half champion, so they are a playoff team, 61-50 overall and 24-26 in the second half of play. Tonight, trying to guarantee a split in the series for Fayetteville on the mound, is right-hander Jose Gaddez. He comes in 1-2 with a 4.21 ERA. And opposite of him, right-hander Leandro Lopez, 2-4 with a 3.2 ERA in game three of this series. It's game number 117 of the regular season, road game number 57, and first pitch is coming up in just moments. We are on track for a 7 o'clock start tonight at historic Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina. Game three of a 12-game road swing continues tonight for the Woodpeckers. Now let's let you listen in on the singing of the anthem. First pitch coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three. Deep line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history. Peckers Baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, we are back in downtown Kinston, North Carolina. It is game three at Granger Stadium between the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks. Live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app, your exclusive home for all the action all week long. Andrew Chapman again, glad to be with you on this Thursday evening. Thanks for making us a part of your plans, everybody. The Woodpeckers have won two in a row here on the road. Off to a strong start. They got just their second extra inning win of the season last night in a 5-3 final, and their first extra inning win on the road all year. Tonight, they lead off with Cam Fisher, Bryce Matthews, and Luis Baez back in the starting lineup. Garrett Gilmet hits cleanup. Ryan Johnson, fifth. Paz Ferreira, sixth. In the 7-9 are Jackson Lofton, Juan Santander in his Woodpeckers debut up from the FCL Astros, and Dari Lorenzo DHing against the right-hander Leandro Lopez. First pitch of our ball game is out at 7:02 tonight. We are underway in Kinston, North Carolina, and not a cloud in the sky. A very comfortable day for some baseball. Sunny and 86 degrees at first pitch. A check swing by Fisher into the screen over on the first base side. A third base side making, and it's 1-1 against Leandro Lopez, the right-hander, 2-4 with a 3.42 ERA. Tonight is 15th game and 9th start for the Woodies. Here's his 1-1 pitch, and Fisher fouls it back. 50 innings even this year for Lopez. He's been pitching with Down East since all the way back in April. He was an opening day roster guy, pitching since April 12th. He did spend a little bit of time away and was just activated from the injury list today. In fact, first game since January 18th. Fisher in a 1-2 count, and Lopez straightens up, works out of the stretch exclusively, and misses high with a fastball. Lopez with 68 strikeouts over his 50 innings, 36 walks. He has not given up a home run all season long, 19 earned runs allowed, 33 in total. So he's had some defensive missteps behind him this year. 2-2 pitch to Fisher, strikes him out looking. Fastball right over the middle of the zone. And called strike three for the first out of our ball game. It brings up Bryce Matthews. Matthews, the first round pick, hitting his third home run of the year yesterday. That was a solo home run that made it 1-0 at the time. Luis Encarnacion also went deep in that game. Followed it up later with a double and finished with six total bases. One of his best days yet in the Woodpeckers lineup. First pitch fastball for strike one. Nothing in one on Matthews. With one out, the base is clear in this top of the first. Just underway in Kinston. Pitch from Lopez. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Nothing in two. Woodpeckers one win shy of 50 on the year. 49-66 coming in. They're 19-31 in the second half of play. Still way out of first place contention. 13 games back of Charleston, who lost yesterday. So the Woodpeckers did gain a game in the standings. Lopez ahead, nothing in two. Here's his kick pitch, and a fastball misses outside. One ball, two strikes on Matthews. And the Wood Ducks at 61-50, 24-26. They've lost both games here at home, but won the first half and will be playing postseason baseball this year. The 1-2 slider whacked foul behind the net. And it's 1-2 on Matthews. Bryce went hitless in the opener before his two-hit day yesterday. So a nice little turnaround, and he starts his third straight game on the week. got a Friday night off day last week, but has played in five in a row. And strikes out in his first at bat tonight. Fastball challenged him right down the middle at 96 miles an hour. He was under it. Two up, two down, and two strikeouts for Leandro Lopez. Around the diamond today for the Down East Wood Ducks. In the outfield, JoJo Blackman covers left. Center fielder is Anthony Gutierrez. And Tommy Specht patrols right. On the infield, Glader Figueroa at third. Across the diamond at first is Anthony Colarco. The shortstop is Miguel Villarreal. At second base is Devin Hurdle. And doing the catching for Lopez is Connor Piotto, who had started in the DH spot and at first base the last couple of nights. Ian Moeller caught the first two games, and now it's Piotto with the gear on. Fastball runs up and in on Luis Baez, backs him off the plate, and it's one ball and one strike. Base is clear, two outs in the opening inning. Lopez has struck out both Fisher and Matthews to start the game, and now throws a 1-1. Slider missed just low and outside. Travis Roberson is behind the plate tonight. He umped game one behind the plate. Rafael Pineda back to the bases. Two-man umpiring crew in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. The 2-1 misses wide, 3-1. Meanwhile, the Woodpeckers for a third straight night wear the alternate reds, black batting helmet, red uniform with the Ville across the chest, a black numeral outlined in white on the back of the jersey. Black belt with a gray pant, black pinstripe down the side of the leg. 3-1 fouled backwards, and it's a full count on Baez. Meanwhile, Down East back in the home whites today. Black ball cap with the Wood Duck logo. Woody's in green across the chest of the white uniform. A small green number on the front, big green number on the back of the uniform, a black belt with white pants and a black and orange pinstripe down the side of the leg. 3-2 pitch with two outs. Baez strikes out swinging. So three up, three down, and Leandro Lopez strikes out the side in order in his return from the IL. Sharp start for the Down East right-hander. And we go to the bottom of the first. It'll be Jose Gadez getting the ball for Fayetteville. Tell you more about the Woodpeckers starter when we come back to Granger Stadium. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
And rolling at Granger Stadium on a Thursday night. Thanks for being with us, everybody. No score after a half frame. Woodpeckers get struck out in order to begin the game. And now it's Quincy Scott to lead off for the Wood Ducks. A slider misses low and away, and it's 1-0 on DH, right-handed hitter. The righty starter, Jose Gadez, deals. Fastball low and in for ball two. Jose Gadez enters in with a 1-2 record, a 4.21 ERA, fourth game for him since he was activated off of the injured list in early August. 2-0. Fastball right down the middle. Where did that miss? A little bit low. 3-0 on Quincy Scott. Gadez in his ninth game, fourth start for the Woodpeckers this year, as his 3-0 is low and outside, off the plate, ball four. And looks like it'll be a tight zone for Travis Roberson to begin the game.
Better ingredients, better pizza than Papa John's. Now coming to the plate, your center fielder, number 13, Anthony Gutierrez.
The 23rd walk of the year for Guedes, 23 walks, 32 strikeouts over 25 and two-thirds. Here's the righty, Anthony Gutierrez, and a first-pitch slider missed up and outside. Well, Gutierrez came to the plate. Garrett Gilmet had an extended conversation with Roberson, and I think that's just more of a courtesy early in a game for a catcher where you try and feel out the zone. Just ask kind of those open-ended questions. Is that going to be a ball all night? Are you going to raise your level a little bit, or how high do you have to put it? Just so he can frame up the pitches a little better and set the target right for Guedes. Here's a slider lifted on a line to left. Baez sprinting towards the line. He dives and makes a backhanded grab. Great play by Luis Baez, sprawling out and picking that one right off the top of the grass to save extra bases. Great play for the first out. Jose Guedes tips the cap, and now here's Miguel Villarreal. Villarreal, the right-handed hitter, playing over at shortstop today for the Woodies. First pitch out of the stretch, squares to bunt, pops it up behind home. Garrett Gilmet can't get back there and lands in the backstop. Last saw Jose Guedes on the 18th. That was at home against Lynchburg. And it was a rocky day for him in terms of his command. He walked six, which was a season high for him, over 2 2/3 innings. Came out of the bullpen in that game. Tonight he starts. Pitch fouled onto the roof. 0-2 on Villarreal. He also gave up three hits along with those walks and surrendered three earned runs. Had to face a lot of left-handers, though, in that Lynchburg lineup. And a slider gets Villarreal to chase for strike three. Guedes picks up the strikeout, out number two of the first inning. Here comes the cleanup hitter, Connor Piotto. Rest of the Down East lineup has Glader Figueroa batting fifth, playing at third. Anthony Calarco hits sixth, plays at first. And the 7-9 to the left fielder, JoJo Blackman. Tommy Speck, the right fielder, and Devin Hurdle, the second baseman. First pitch to the lefty, Connor Piotto, driven on the fly to left field, opposite way. Baez has it measured and makes the catch about 15 feet from the foul line and ends the inning. So Jose Guedes with a quick answer after the leadoff walk. He gets three quick outs and strands a runner. No score after one tonight in Kinston, North Carolina. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the second inning at Granger Stadium. No score after one between the Woodpeckers and Wood Ducks. First pitch fastball over the middle for strike one to Garrett Gilmet from Leandro Lopez. He struck out the side in order to begin his night. The 0-1. Slider drops in, called strike two. Garrett Gilmet off a 0-for-5 day yesterday. And And here's the 0-2 pitch. A ground ball pulled out towards shortstop. Couple of skips, and it rolls up Villarreal's arm. He corrals it, spins, throws to first in time. Gets Guilmette by a fraction of a step. Looked like the play was over when Villarreal bobbled the ball trying to charge forward, but he kept it in front of him in the air. Somehow found it barehanded, spiraled around, and got the throw over to first. Saves the air, gets the out. One gone in the second, and here comes Ryan Johnson. First pitch to Johnson is high and in, and it's ball one. Johnson went 0 for 5 yesterday. And still looking for his first hit in the series. A combined 0 for 9 so far. 1-0 is down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Johnson, the eighth rounder out of Pepperdine, taking a pick before Jaron Williams. He was out of lineup again today, I believe nursing a minor injury. 2-0 is fouled off to the right side and to the concourse. Johnson, since he got to town, is batting a combined 187 in 20 games. He has three doubles, three home runs, and 10 RBIs. The 2-1 pitch on the ground out towards second base, shuffling right, hurdle, picks up, throws towards first, and that's out number two. Middle infield getting involved, two up, two down, and five in a row set down by Leandro Lopez. It brings up Pasquinel Ferreras. Lopez, a 21-year-old originally from the Dominican Republic. He signed internationally with the Rangers back in January of 2021. Came up through the DSL circuit through 2022, and he skipped the ACL level entirely. He went straight from the DSL up to full season baseball. Here's the kick and the 1-0 high fastball. Two balls and no strikes on Ferreras. Paz, in last night's game, he went 1-for-4 with a run and a strikeout. Here's a deep fly hit out into center field. Gutierrez sprinting back to the warning track and reaching up right before the wall to make the catch. Paz Ferreras put a barrel on it and gave it a good ride. And is laughing with Gutierrez as he jogs in. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. So the Woodpeckers have been set down six straight. We're scoreless after 1.5 tonight at Granger Stadium.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Welcome back to Granger Stadium. It's the bottom of the second inning, and Glader Figueroa batting against Jose Gaudez. 1-1 the count. Jose Gaudez got three outs following a leadoff walk in the first and stranded a base runner. Misses down off the outside corner with a slider, and it is 2-1 on Glader. Figueroa, Colarco, and then Blackman, the 5-6 and 7 to bat here. Guedes right back to the slider and drops it in for a strike, 2-2. Two-strike pitch, a fastball high and wide. Figueroa this year for the Wood Ducks is batting .214 and playing in his 95th game. That's team high. Foul tips the 3-2 into the padded backstop. And the count will stay full. One of those opening day guys who's been with the ball club all year long. Figueroa with 9 home runs, 46 RBIs, and 13 doubles. Just short of a .300 on base percentage. He's at .299 on the season. Swinging a foul ball between the feet. It has offered up a 3-2 slider, and Figueroa spoils it to keep the at-bat going. Infield shifted around to the pull side. They're kind of going into the shift of Figueroa, and the pitch is low, and he takes ball four. No back-to-back innings for Jose Guedes that have started with a walk, and see if he can bounce back the way he did in that first inning. Squares up against Anthony Colarco, another left-handed hitter. Colarco is the first baseman tonight for the Wood Ducks and plays in his 15th game of the season. Breaks the bat, sends a soft liner towards the middle of the diamond, knocks off the glove of Ferreras and rolls into shallow center. Figueroa keeps on running. He dives into third, and runners will stand at the corners. The handle of the bat is near home plate. The barrel of the bat is all the way out where Paz Ferreras was standing at second. On the initial fly, the barrel of the bat went about as far as the baseball. He had a clean fracture. Bryce Matthews hands off the jagged barrel to the base umpire, Rafael Pineda. And for Colarco, that baseball bat will die a hero. It gives him a single and puts runners in the corners. Down east with a chance to open the scoring early. Here's JoJo Blackman. Three straight left-handed hitters for Jose Guedes to face. And a first pitch slider misses, or no, called the strike right on the outside corner. Matthews stationed up the middle, big gap on the left side of the infield. And there's a good slider landing for strike two. Jose Guedes struggled to locate that breaking ball against lefties, and talking with pitching coach Zach Wilkins after his last game, he said that might have toyed with his eyes a little bit, or he just might have struggled trying to deliver that backdoor pitch to left-handed hitters, and that's what escalated his walk total. Tonight seems to be a little sharper against the lineup that has a lot of lefties like Lynchburg. 1-2 pitch, fouled backwards. And Guedes has great velocity, a lot of life on the fastball, a 94-95 mile per hour pitch, but is using a lot of slider tonight. Trey Dombrowski had so much success with it yesterday, maybe that's in the scouting report. 1-2 fastball pops out of Guillemette's glove. The runner at third holds, but Colarco hustles to second. A pass ball on Guillemette. A fastball that hit him right in the glove and somehow squirted away. So two in scoring position. That kills the force with nobody out. The Fayetteville infield creeps in. Everybody's on the cut of the grass. Guedes offers up the 2-2. It's a ground ball pulled towards first, foul. Just barely to the right of the first base bag, almost a fair ball into the corner that would have brought both runners home and given Blackman a double, maybe more. Jose Guedes catches a break and will end up throwing Blackman another 2-2 pitch. Wind blowing out towards center today. It's a short center field here at Granger Stadium, 390. 335 down both foul poles. 2-2 pitch, nearly crossed up Guillemette, low and outside breaking ball. And it looks like Guillemette maybe wanted the fastball, and Guedes saw something else in the signs, and Guillemette will head to the mound and talk it over with Paz Ferreras translating and clarify the fingers with Guedes. Again, no pitch comm into the single A level yet. I have a feeling, though, it's only a matter of time before the pitchcom system makes its way throughout all of the minor leagues and things like that get ironed out a little bit more. 3-2 with nobody out. The payoff pitch. Blackman lifts a foul ball down the left field side and into his bullpen. JoJo Blackman this season in 85 games is right at an even 200 batting average. 12 doubles, 4 triples, and 7 home runs. Driven in 35. Big chance for more damage here, but a breaking ball landing for strike 3. Jose Gaudet strikes out Blackman looking. Big first out, but the pressure's still on, and here comes the fourth straight left-handed batter in Tommy Specht. Devin Hurdle, the nine-hitter on deck, is a righty. So four lefties, potentially a righty in the inning for Gaudet. Specht fouls the first pitch into the screen. Strike 1. Tommy Specht in game number 49 of his season tonight. He's batting 233 with 9 doubles, a triple, and a home run. Only 15 RBIs. Takes a breaking ball outside and a little low. 1-1. 53 strikeouts across 180 at-bats for Specht. And here comes the 1-1 home. He swings, foul tips it to the screen. Specht, just a 19-year-old, and recently turned a 19-year-old. He actually entered this league as an 18-year-old youngster. Turned 19 back on June 24th and is a sixth-round pick in 2022 out of Wallard High School in Iowa. Swinging a fly ball left side out of play. Specht with good size as a 19-year-old, 6'3", 200 pounds at the time of his draft pick. Here's a ball down in the dirt, kicked off to the left of Gilmet, but he keeps it in front and holds the runners. Two balls and two strikes on Specht. Next pitch is outside, 3-2. Open base down at first. A walk would bring Devin Hurdle to the plate with the bases loaded. Specht in last night's game struck out 3 times and drove in a run on a sack fly. He looks at a backdoor breaking ball right on the outside border. Called strike 3. Big strikeout for Jose Gaudet, and he has picked up a pair of looking strikeouts since putting the first 2 runners on. Figueroa reached on the walk, and then Colarco at the single. And Jose Gaudet, once again, pitching with his back against the wall, but 2 critical outs, and now the 9-hitter, first righty of the inning, Devin Hurdle. He swings at a slider that was way out of the zone, low and outside. And Gaudet picks up strike 1. No score, but down east threatening. 0-1 pitch, right back to the breaking ball, a swing and a miss. Hurdle empty, 0-2. Hurdle will call for time here to slow down the pace of this at-bat. O-2 pitch, got him waving. 3 straight sliders and 3 straight strikes to set down Devin Hurdle. And Jose Gaudet strikes out 3 in a row to leave 2 in scoring position. Keep this game scoreless going to the 3rd inning when we come back on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Down East makes an early pitching change. Leandro Lopez coming off of the IL today, so he's limited and retires all six Woodpeckers he faces. Turns the game over to Thomas Ireland, a left-hander for the Wood Ducks in his first game out of the bullpen, third with the ball club since being called up from the ACL Rangers in early August. 1-0 pitch to Jackson Lofton in the zone, a fastball strike, and it's 1-1. Lofton, Juan Santander, and Dari Lorenzo will greet Ireland here. The 1-1 inside off the plate, 2-1. Lofton, in last night's game, he reached twice conventionally. He was also one of the free runners in extra innings in the 10th and reached on a single and a walk. Slider down and in, and it's 3 balls and a strike. Fayetteville without a base runner, but see if they can get Lofton and his stolen base speed aboard with a team-high 54 stolen bags. Now here's the wind kick and the 3-1 home. It's down and in. Ball four. 5-pitch walk to begin the inning. And Jackson Lofton heads to first. Juan Santander heads to the plate.
First baseman number 50, Juan Santander.
So here is Santander. He is debuting today with Fayetteville after being on the roster since Tuesday. He was called up from the FCL Astros. Grounds the first pitch towards second base. Takes a nasty hop off of Hurdle's chest, and there will be no play. Ball rolled off of the mound, took a high hop as it hit the infield dirt. Smoked Hurdle right in the chest, and he couldn't corral it. Everybody is safe. Lofton gets to second, and Santander down to first. Santander taking the roster spot of Sandro Gaston. And in his first at bat as a Woodpecker, he ends up reaching on an error. They will assess an E4 against Hurdle. So here's the switch hitter, Dari Lorenzo, in his first at bat of the series. And the first pitch from the lefty Ireland is swung on and missed, late on a fastball. Ireland, in 8 innings this year with Down East, has given up 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts as well. Has a force at every base, and Lorenzo in an 0-1 count. Shoulder high set, picks up the leg, and looks Lofton back to second base. Lorenzo DHing today. No Ricardo below after 2 straight starts, but the Woodpeckers keep a switch hitter in the lineup with Dari's bat. Long pause, and now the 0-1 double steal. Pitch down and in. Here's the throw to third. It's not in time. Lofton slides under the tag of Figueroa and picks up his 55th stolen base of the year. Trailing is Santander, and now the Woodpeckers have 2 in scoring position. Moments after, Down East couldn't bring anybody around. They threatened to put the first run on the board, and now it's the Woodpeckers trying to strike first. Dari Lorenzo in a 1-1 count as Ireland straightens up and steps off, committed a pitch clock violation. Allowed all 18 seconds to bleed down, and it's 2-1 on Lorenzo. Dari Lorenzo batting .226 this year in 63 games. 2-1 pitch down towards his back right foot. It's a ball, 3-1. Lorenzo, the former top 10 prospect in the Houston Astros system. First season of
full season pro ball, 6 doubles, 2 home runs this year, and 20 RBIs. A couple of Woodpeckers standing in scoring position for him with nobody out. A walk would load the bases. 3-1 pitch outside. That is ball four. Walk, single, walk. And the Woodpeckers have them loaded for the top of the order. Nobody out. And trouble for Ireland entering this game behind the starter, Leandro Lopez. It will warrant a pitching meeting. Julio Valdez, pitching coach, out there to have a talk. And we'll bring in the entire infield to conference as well. First chance to look around the league tonight. Games continuing their series, and they're all early at this point. Delmarva at Lynchburg, Columbia at Carolina, both those games in the third. Fredericksburg at Salem, Charleston at Augusta, and Kannapolis at Myrtle Beach. All those games are within a run right now. 2-1 Lynchburg over Delmarva. Carolina leading 1-0 over Columbia. Salem 1-0 over Fredericksburg. Charleston 1-0 over Augusta. And Myrtle Beach 2-0 over Kannapolis. Of course, we'll be watching the North Division race continue tonight. The Mudcats 2 games in front of the Hillcats in the standings, fighting for that playoff spot entering today. Cam Fisher now left on left. First pitch slider down to the dirt and blocked by Piotto. After the Woodpeckers didn't get any runners the first couple of innings, golden chance here. All loaded up, nobody out. Cam Fisher struck out looking in his first at bat, but he's on a nice little stretch right now. Enters today on a 5-game hitting streak. The 1-0. Down and outside, missed with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Fisher starting to carve out a leadoff role for himself. Profiles as more of a power hitter, but has a couple of doubles in the leadoff spot this week. It has started every game at the top of the lineup. 2-0 is rocked deep, but foul out to right. That was hit all the way beyond the Mother's Earth Pavilion, well beyond the 335-foot marker. Grand slam distance, but way off to the right of the foul pole. So two balls and a strike. Fisher rests that bat on the left shoulder, an upright stance. 2-1 pitch. Cuts through a slider. Goes to 2-2. Fisher at the plate, Bryce Matthews on deck, and then Baez in the hole. 3 big hitters waiting in the wings for Thomas Ireland. And on third, Lofton, Santander at second, Lorenzo at first. And as Ireland peers in, gets the sign, goes to the chest, and throws the 2-2. High and outside, a slider missed. 3 balls and 2 strikes with nowhere to put him. The Woodpeckers scoring first yesterday on a Matthews solo home run in the fourth. And they are top third, trying to take the lead. Ireland has to come in the zone. 3-2 pitch, strikes out Fisher. Inside changeup got him. And Fisher had a quick word for Travis Roberson on his way out of the box. I think just asking, was that a strike? And it was a very well-placed pitch. Down and inside, maybe just below the zone, but one with 2 strikes he probably have to swing at. And he gets Fisher. But here's Matthews. As mentioned just a moment ago, homered yesterday, comes up with the bases loaded here in the third, 1 out. No score. First pitch from Ireland. Swung on, fouled backwards. Bryce Matthews with 3 home runs over his last 11-game stretch dating back to the Myrtle Beach series where he hit his first. Talking with him about that home run, first as a pro. He did say he got the baseball back, so that's good news. 0-1 pitch fouled off of the mitt. And here's Thomas Ireland showing some fight. Striking out Fisher, getting ahead of Matthews 0-2. East missed out on a chance to bring home a run, stranded 2 in scoring position in the last inning, and now the Woodpeckers trying to capitalize. Lofton at third, Santander at second, Lorenzo at first. Here's the 0-2 pitch inside on Matthews. 92 mile per hour fastball, not too far off the plate. 1-1 one ball and two strikes on Bryce. The 1-2. Stuck the bat out, fouled it off. Right to the backstop and keeps it where it is. A ball and two strikes. Ended up reaching three times in total yesterday. Matthews with the solo home run, the double that came in the sixth, and then in the 10th inning did not score but drew a walk and was stranded on base in the eventual win. 1-2 with one out. And here comes the pitch again. Ground ball out towards short. Grabbed by Villarreal. The second for one. The turn to first. A double play. And that ends the inning. The Woodpeckers go scoreless. A 6-4-3 inning ender. And Thomas Ireland up against the wall. Gets out of the jam with a strikeout and the double play. We go to the bottom of the third. Both sides remain scoreless on the Woodpeckers broadcast network. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Quincy Scott fouls away the pitch from Jose Guedes down the right field line and out of play for strike one. We play the bottom of the third inning. No score between the Woodpeckers and Wood Ducks, but golden opportunity for Fayetteville comes up short. Bases loaded, nobody out. Double play got them out of the inning. 2-1. A check swing on a slider. He went. Two balls and two strikes on Scott. Threw a walk in the first. Be followed by Anthony Gutierrez and then Miguel Villarreal at the top of the order. 2-2, a slider tugged to the outside. Full count for Guedes. He has started each of the first two innings tonight with a walk. See if he can break up that trend. And he's pitched with runners on early but gotten out of each spot. Payoff pitch. Slider drops in. Called strike three. Great pitch. Jose Guedes hovered it right over the middle. Started at the hip of Scott, even got him to flinch a bit. And it's already the fifth strikeout for Jose Guedes. Similar to last night, the Woodpeckers starters racking up strikeouts. It was Trey Dombrowski fanning 11 over 5 perfect innings. Across the 10-inning game, Fayetteville pitching struck out 21, which tied their franchise record from back in April when they struck out 21 Columbia Fireflies. Anthony Gutierrez, the 18-year-old in the right side, hits a deep pitch left side over Baez and to the wall. Hits the base of the fence on the fly. Gutierrez stretching for second. Baez's one-hopping throw is not in time. The Wood Ducks have a one-out double from their young right-hander, Anthony Gutierrez. He had a base hit taken away from him in the first inning on a diving catch from Baez. time he really squared it up and put it over the Woodpeckers left fielder. So now it's Miguel Villarreal. Villarreal is 0 for 1 with a strikeout. First pitch, Gutierrez breaking for third, and now he hustles back to second. Recognized that he got a late break, hit the brakes, and went back to where he came from. 1-0 on Villarreal, struck out against Gaddez in the first. Slider off the plate outside, it is 2-0. Gaddez has thrown the majority of his pitches tonight out of the stretch. Left one runner on in the first, two on in the second. And Down East has their third runner in scoring position already. Slider outside, chased by Villarreal. It was probably ball three, but he got aggressive, 2-1. Gaddez with a check to second. Here's the pitch, and he pulls a fastball to the right. Gilmet with a nice backhand pick. Three balls, one strike on Miguel Villarreal. Gaddez has walked two, struck out five, and spins a slider by a Villarreal's swing. Good pitch, 3-2. Sun's starting to set a little bit earlier around this time of year. It's mostly set at this stage, and the stadium lights flicked on, brightening up the diamond. Runner going, ground ball towards third, almost hit the runner, went between his legs. Matthew Fields throws to first and gets the out. Well, I don't know how Anthony Gutierrez avoided getting hit by that baseball. It rolled between his feet as he was running to third. It's a pure stroke of luck. Down East gets another runner 90 feet away, 6-3 on the putout. Here's Connor Piotto, the lefty cleanup hitter and catcher, trying to give the Wood Ducks their first lead. Break up the scoreless tie. Good slider, spun over the middle, strike one. Gaddez breaking off that pitch a lot better tonight against left-handers than what we saw last week against all those Lynchburg lefties. Check swing on a high one, they appeal, and he did not go. One ball and one strike on Connor Piotto. Got the day off yesterday and back in the lineup tonight. 1-1, swung on and missed. Inside slider tied him up. Piotto was last in the lineup on Tuesday night, playing at first. And he reached three times, two walks and an RBI single. 1-2 pitch, down and away. Off target breaking ball, and it's 2-2. Two pitch, a little bit inside on Piotto, and it fills the count. It is the 21-year-old originally from Valencia, Venezuela. Pitched three games on rehab assignment in the FCL before coming back to Fayetteville. Spins a slider by Piotto. He checks through it, and that's strike three. Jose Gaddez with six strikeouts over three scoreless tonight, and it's nothing-nothing, a third through our ballgame at Granger Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal, Read your way to success. Luis Baez leads off the top of the fourth for the Peckers. It is a scoreless game after three tonight in Kinston. Woodpeckers lead the series 2-0 after a 10-inning win last night. Luis Baez with the first pitch up high, 1-0 on him. Lefty Thomas Ireland out on the mound for his second inning of work. 1-0 pitch is hacked at and missed. 1-1 on Baez. Struck out swinging against Leandro Lopez, the starter in the first inning. He retired six in a row and departed early, coming off the IL today. Baez gets under it, fouls it off left side to the bleachers. One ball and two strikes. Baez came on yesterday as a pinch hitter in the 10th inning. Drew a walk, scored a run in that two-run 10th, but didn't have a recorded at-bat. 1-2, and here comes the pitch. Popped it up near the home plate circle. Piotto drifting back as far as he can go to the screen, and that lands on the extended roofing. So one ball, two strikes, still on Baez. Garrett Gilmet on deck, and then Ryan Johnson in the hole. The 3, 4, and 5 part of the order here for Ireland. And now the 1-2. Down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Base is clear, nobody out. And Baez wraps this one towards third, a foul ball. Woodpeckers still trail the head-to-head season series with Down East. They have a 9-11 record this year. By week's end, it'll be 24 games between the two clubs. And entering on the week, Down East needed just two wins to win the head-to-head season series, grab a 12th and 13th win, but Fayetteville winning record in Granger Stadium this year, 5-3, as Baez spoils away another 2-2. Keeps the count level. A 5-3 road record against the Wood Ducks, a 4-8 home record. Down East had the clear upper hand advantage at Segra Stadium this year. Two balls, two strikes, the nod of the head, Ireland pitches. Misses outside to Baez, and a good at bat. Deep count being worked in the start of the fourth. Baez comes into this at-bat, batting 252, ready for an eighth pitch from Ireland. And it is a called third strike on the inside edge. Fastball that was probably a little too far in. Baez thought so, and he's back to the dugout with his second strikeout of the game. Second strikeout for Ireland, fifth strikeout for Down East pitching. Here's Garrett Gilmet. 0-1 with a ground out to short. And the first pitch home. Hit in the air, deep to left center field. Gutierrez angling back into the alleyway. Start of the track, and he makes the catch. Another good route taken on a fly ball for Gutierrez. He's cut off a couple of tough flies today. Took a hit away from Ferreras on a deep one in the second, and now Gilmet here in the fourth. One pitch, and he's retired. Two outs, nobody on, no score. And Ryan Johnson, the hitter. First pitch, curveball, low and in. One ball and no strikes on Johnson. Grounded out to second base his first time against Lopez, and sees the lefty Ireland now for the first time. 1-0, grounded left side towards third. Collected by Figueroa. Long throw to first is a little low, but in time. And Johnson is set down. A 1-2-3 inning for Thomas Ireland. Takes us to the bottom of the fourth. It's the Woodpeckers nothing. The Woodies nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport. and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Stood a rain, cold and damp.
One of these sides trying to break through in the bottom of the fourth. Glader Figueroa leads it off and chops the first pitch through the right side of the diamond and out into right field. Cam Fisher picks up, tosses back in, and it's a leadoff single on the first pitch for Figueroa. Woodpeckers are without a hit over the first four innings tonight. Downeast picks up their third of the game against Cadiz on that single, and here is Anthony Polarco. Polarco singled against Gadez in the second inning. Infield shifted around to the right. First pitch drifts on the outside corner. Called strike one. Jose Gadez continues to spin that backdoor slider against the lefties. It has been an effective pitch for him tonight. Here comes the 0-1. Tap softly towards first base. Picked up by Santander. Tags out the runner in the baseline. And down to second base is Figueroa. Polarco advances, leading runner on what essentially is a swinging sacrifice bunt. And here's another left-hander in JoJo Blackman. Blackman tonight struck out looking. That was in the second. Attacks the first pitch slider and fouls it backwards. Now in his second season with Down East, he was a part of the club last year. Here's the 0-1. Sharp ground ball up the middle, past the mound and into the glove of Matthews, shifted over. High throw to first. Santander comes down on the bag just in time. That high throw almost cost Bryce Matthews, but it's just in time for the second out. And Figueroa advancing on each ground ball here. He's down to third. Good positioning as well, otherwise that would have been a ground ball into center and probably brought Figueroa home. Now it's Tommy Speck trying to give Down East the lead. Checks his swing on a slider and he went, nothing and one. Down East has now had four runners in scoring position over the last three innings, but is trying to bring one of them home. Here's Gadez's 0-1. Down to the dirt, subtle check swing, didn't go. Tommy Speck went down looking against Gadez in the second in a very similar spot. He hit with a runner at third, back-to-back at bats tonight, where he has a chance to drive home the leading run. Sits back, watches the slider land for strike two. 1-2 count, two outs, and again, Jose Gadez trying to strand a runner. He's left four on over the last first three innings. Ground ball pulled towards first, a foul ball. And it stays where it is on Speck. One ball and two strikes. In the top of the fifth, Fayetteville will have Paz Ferreras, Jackson Lofton, and then Juan Santander to bat. What they hope is still a scoreless game. 1-2 pitch fouled off the foot of Tommy Speck. He wears that guard on the inside of his right leg and hit it right off the guard. Why you wear it. Jose Guedes battling with the down east lefty. Misses outside with a breaking ball. And it's 2-2. Expect one of those fairly new Wood Ducks, 49 games. We did see him at Segres Stadium in the last series. 2-2 pitch, breaks over the middle, called strike three. Jose Guedes puts it right in the middle of the zone and again strands a down east runner in scoring position. He has left five on over the first four innings, and we remain scoreless. Moving on to the fifth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segres Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Paz Ferreras leads it off for the Woodpeckers in the top of the fifth inning. No score after four. And the left-hander Thomas Ireland delivers a high fastball for strike one to Ferreras. Ferreras 0-for-1, fly out to center, followed by Jackson Lofton, then Juan Santander. Here's the kick and the 0-1 pitch. Slider hit foul at the feet. And it's 0-2. Story tonight is Jose Guedes working out of jams. He's faced four different down east runners in scoring position tonight and left all four of them on and totally stranded five runners, and down east can't seem to come up with that big hit. Jose Guedes has struck out seven, which ties his high strikeout mark since coming off of the IL. And now the wind in the 0-2. Strikes out Ferreras looking. Fastball placed right on the interior. Low inside corner, really good pitch by Ireland. And it's his third strikeout. Jackson Lofton, the new hitter. Second plate appearance tonight for him in the seventh spot. He walked his first time and was stranded at third base. First pitch from Ireland. Grounded foul and one hopping into the first base or third base dugout. Best chance for Fayetteville to score tonight was in the third. They loaded the bases with nobody out. But then Cam Fisher struck out and Bryce Matthews hit into an inning-ending double play. See if they can generate something here in the fifth as the 0-1 to Lofton drifts outside. And it is 1-1. Lofton did steal third base when he was on in the third. And that was his team-high 55th stolen bag. 1-1 pitch and a backdoor slider called strike two on Lofton. He's well within reach of 60 stolen bases this year after shattering the record earlier in the year. He's trying to put that record to a spot that it may stand for a while. The 1-2 pitch inside and towards his right thigh. It's 2-2. Get it to 65, close to 70, and it may be many, many seasons before we see another Woodpecker steal that many bases in a season. Here comes the wind and the 2-2 pitch. Lofton chases a breaking ball outside down to the dirt. Piotto blocked it, picks up the ball, throws towards first, and completes the strikeout of Lofton. A lot of strikeouts for both sides. 7 for Gaudez, 7 for Downey's pitching to this stage as well. And here is Juan Santander continuing his Fayetteville debut. Santander taking the roster spot of Sandro Gastone as he makes his way up to full season baseball for the first time in his career. The 0-1 pitch, a changeup missed inside. And it's one ball and one strike. Santander with similar size to that of Sandro Gastone. They almost look the same if you're not paying attention. Fastball runs in on him, and it's 2-1. With the FCL Astros, where he started his summer, he batted 239 over 27 games. He also made 4 spot starts with Corpus Christi and had a little bit of success in Double-A. Line drive pulled out towards left center field. It drops down, rolling into the gap where Gutierrez cuts it off, and Juan Santander has his first single-A hit with the Woodpeckers. Reached down an error his first time, and Downey's Wood Ducks will toss that baseball into the Woodpeckers' dugout. They're safekeeping, and Santander will get that one as a memento. As we mentioned, 3 hits and 8 at-bats, all singles with Double-A Corpus Christi, and now he has a hit at 3 different levels of the Astros minor league system. Night hitter Lorenzo batting from the right side fouls it back, and it's nothing and one. First Fayetteville base runner since that third inning. Santander not a real threat to run, though. He's a big, burly guy, and he has stolen just 8 bases in his entire pro career dating back to 2021. Pitch off the plate away. He stole 6 when he was a rookie on the scene in 2021, but only 2 since that point. Stole 1 in the ACL this summer. 1-1, 2 outs on Lorenzo. And here's the pitch. Changeup gets him swinging over top. Good one from Ireland. One and two, the count on Dari Lorenzo. Thomas Ireland trying to complete 5 scoreless innings for Downey's pitching tonight. Here's a ground ball, bounce towards the middle. Flip to second from Hurdle over to Villarreal, and that ends the inning. A fielder's choice to force out Santander. And we are scoreless halfway through it tonight. Woodpeckers nothing. Wood Ducks nothing. We're back to Granger Stadium after this. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and Jose Guedes turns the ball over to Jose Fleury. He faces the 9-1 and 2 of the Down East order. Somebody trying to break through. No score. A combined four hits in this one. Devin Hurdle in an 0-2 count against the new Fayetteville right-hander. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Changeup blown away. One ball and two strikes. Hurdle, Scott, Gutierrez go up against Jose Fleury in his 23rd game of the year. 12 starts and also 9 games out of the bullpen. There's the changeup. Strikes out Hurdle. And starts out Fleury's day with a whiff. Now Quincy Scott. Fleury with a 3.54 ERA in his 22 games this year. Three saves and three opportunities, but tonight trying to keep the Wood Ducks off the board. 84 innings, he has 119 strikeouts. That's second on the team behind Trey Dombrowski. And 37 walks to go along with. Slider spun off to Quincy Scott for strike one. Infield, outfield play straight up, the 0-1. And Scott takes another breaking ball 0 away. You'll see a lot of that slider and plenty of the plus changeup for Jose Fleury. Has a curveball, but really relies on the changeup and slider primarily. 1-1 fastball over the middle. And Scott awfully patient right now, but he's falling behind 1-2. Walked in the first, struck out looking in the third against Jose Guedes. Fayetteville starter goes four scoreless. Really good night tonight for Guedes with 7 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch dives low to Scott. By far the best day for Jose Guedes since he returned from the injured list. Here's the wind, the kick, and the 2-2. Guedes strikes out Scott looking and just never felt comfortable at the plate. Scott kept the bat on his shoulder that entire at bat and looks at all three strikes. So more of the same tonight for the pitching staff that leads the Carolina League in strikeouts. The Woodpeckers have struck out 9 so far. Fan 21 yesterday. Anthony Gutierrez, the right-hander, looks at a fastball low. He is the best struck ball today for the Down East lineup. A double off the left center field wall in the third. Steps out of the way of a curveball, and it's 2-0. Gutierrez, one of the younger ball players in this league, still 18 years old and 3-4 months away from his 19th birthday. 2-0 pitch, changeup. He's over top swinging, 2-1. And rather, that was the fastball. It was just left a little bit lower than normal for Guedes. Here's the kick and the 2-1. Inside pitch, 3 balls and a strike. In the sixth, the Woodpeckers will send the top of their order to the dish. Fisher, Matthews, and Luis Baez. So make sure to stick around when those hitters come up. 3-1 home. Ground ball out towards third. It's scooped on a short hop by Johnson. Stepping a throw to first to complete the out. Inning over in short order for Jose Fleury. 2 strikeouts and a grounder. We're through 5 tonight in Granger Stadium. Woodpeckers nothing. Wood Ducks nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Welcome back to Granger Stadium. It is the top of the sixth inning tonight in Kinston, and we are deadlocked. Scoreless, Cam Fisher leads it off against the left-hander Thomas Ireland in his fourth inning of work. Fisher trying to get involved. He struck out in both plate appearances tonight. First pitch slider down and away off the plate, and it's ball one. Fisher, Bryce Matthews, and then Luis Baez, the top three in the order. Second time they'll see Ireland. Fastball high. Leandro Lopez, the Downey starter, went two innings, retired six in a row, coming off the injured list. So he served as more of an opener tonight, a little limited. And Thomas Ireland providing some solid middle relief, eating up innings. 2-0. A changeup outside to Fisher. Three balls and no strikes. Fayetteville's put the leadoff hitter on once today. That was in the third when Jackson Lofton walked to begin the inning. 3-0. High, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Cam Fisher. And there's the second leadoff runner of the day for Fayetteville. Now it's Bryce Matthews coming up.
Shortstop Bryce Matthews.
Around the league tonight, Lynchburg leads Delmarva 4-1. Carolina also leads, though. First-place team two games ahead of Lynchburg in the north, 1-0. That game's in the middle of the sixth at Five County Stadium. Into the right side, Bryce Matthews. First pitch home is popped up foul and out of play. Kannapolis trails Myrtle Beach in South Carolina, 2-1. Charleston down today. Augusta on top of them, 5-1. The Green Jackets trying to have hand the River Dogs a second straight loss. At the chest, here's the pitch from Ireland. No, he steps over to first and throws the way of Fisher. He'd be deceptive as a left-hander with that three-quarters move. They go halfway towards the plate, halfway towards first to try and deceive the base runner. Matthews with a strikeout and a double play ball today. 0-1 is in on the hands and spoiled foul. Nothing and two. And that double play ball was big. It came with the bases loaded and got Thomas Ireland out of early trouble. Fayetteville had bases loaded, nobody out in that third inning. Their best chance to score tonight came up with nothing. 0-2 pitch fouled off the inside of Matthews' foot, sends him down to the ground, but he quickly pops up to his feet and walks it off. He hit it off that guard on his left foot. And again, that's why they wear it. Those guys know that a few times a series, you're going to spoil one right off your ankle. And this surprised me that it feels like it took until just about 5 years ago for every hitter seemingly to be wearing that guard. Used to just be select hitters, but now it makes sense that everybody would be wearing them. They used to be a lot bulkier, and now they're kind of streamlined with the pant leg. Here's the 0-2. A swing and a fastball to the outside, and Matthews goes down on strikes for a second time tonight. One out in the sixth, and Luis Baez coming up. We are scoreless. Baez caught looking on an inside fastball last time up in the fourth. He's 0 for 2, two strikeouts. Eight strikeouts now for the Woodpeckers lineup. And Luis Baez into the right side against the lefty Ireland. First pitch down in the dirt, swung on and missed and kept in front of Piotto. Word is from Asheville tonight, little update from the Tourists game. Tyler Whitaker has hit his first high A home run for the Tourists. They leave the Cyclones in a back-and-forth game in McCormick Field, 7-6. Now, funny enough, Ryan Clifford also homered in that game against a bunch of his former teammates. Nothing and one on Baez. Here's the long set by Ireland, kicks over to first and checks up on Fisher. Brought that pitch clock all the way down to 2 seconds before firing over. Clifford hit the home run today in the third inning off of Valente Bayozo. It was a two-run home run with two outs. And that was good for his 19th home run this year. Fly ball sent out into center. Gutierrez and Specht coming together. It is Gutierrez, the center fielder, making the catch. That ball was lifted pretty shallow into the gap and not deep enough for Fisher to move to second base. fly out, drops Baez to 0 for 3. And the new hitter is Garrett Gilmet. Flied out to deep left center field back in the fourth. Gutierrez took a good route on the ball and shagged it down. First pitch home to Gilmet. And a changeup drifted outside, 1-0. Tonight for the tourists, Bayozo the start. Went 5 innings, gave up 4 earned runs. And former Woodpecker Tyler Guilfoyle is currently on the mound. So it's Guilfoyle trying to preserve the one-run lead. 7-6 tourists in the top of the sixth. Here's the 1-0 to Gilmet. Change up a little low. 2 balls and no strikes. Gilmet also with a ground out to short. He is 0 for 2 today. Fayetteville just one hit all game, and it's come from the guy making his debut, Juan Santander, in the fifth inning. Aside from that, not many base runners to speak of. 2-0 pitch home. Gilmet swings and puts a charge into this one, deep left field. Blackman going back, gets to the wall. It hits off the signage above the fence. That is a two-run home run, and Garrett Gilmet has given the Woodpeckers a 2-0 lead in the sixth. He got a hanging slider and ripped it on a line over the left center field wall. The third home run of the season for Garrett Gilmet. Cam Fisher waiting for him at the plate, taps his helmet. And Fayetteville with the first breakthrough today on the long ball. Just like yesterday, the Woodpeckers take a lead with a home run, their third home run over the last two games. A big one in the sixth inning with two outs. And it sends Ryan Johnson to the plate. He takes ball one, and Piotta will go out to the mound. Second home run that Thomas Ireland has given up since he was added to the Down East roster a couple of games ago. And overall tonight, he's done a pretty good job of working the edges, leaving stuff away from the middle of the plate, but that pitch was a mistake, and Gilmet capitalized on it. 1-0 on Johnson. After the meeting on the mound, here's the pitch, and a fastball misses low. 2 balls and no strikes on Gilmet. Johnson. And now the 2-0. Fastball high. You have a number of the 2023 draft picks who are now competing for that home run lead. Of course, it's Encarnacion's 10 that are the active lead on the club, but you have Matthews with 3, Gilmet with 3, this guy Ryan Johnson with 3. 3-0 pitch. He hits it deep left center field. This one's going to leave as well. The Woodpeckers go back-to-back, and Ryan Johnson jumps ahead in that home run race, his fourth of the year. It's 3-0 Fayetteville. All right, as we were talking about all the guys in their dead-even home run swing, Ryan Johnson puts a charge into one and claps those hands as he crosses the plate, his fourth of the year. The second time the Woodpeckers have hit back-to-back home runs this season. First time on the road, and that sends Carlos Maldonado, the Down East manager, out to the mound to take the baseball from Thomas Ireland. The Woodpeckers with a jolt of energy with two outs. Gilmet the two-run bomb. Johnson with a no-doubter to left center in the next at-bat. 3-0 Fayetteville. We'll tell you about the new Down East reliever when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Kaino Winyard has taken over for the Down East Wood Ducks, and on the very first pitch, he gets pass for errors to pop out to the first baseman, Calarco, and end the inning. So he does his job after coming in behind Thomas Ireland. He surrendered the back-to-back home runs. It turns into a big top of the sixth for Fayetteville. Three runs home on back-to-back home runs. Guillemette and then Ryan Johnson. Jose Fleury going back out to the mound when we return for the bottom of the sixth with the Woodpeckers on top, 3-0.
Fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Hey fans,
Jose Fleury is back out to work in the bottom of the sixth, and now he has a 3-0 lead in front of him. Miguel Villarreal greets him, the right-handed hitter. 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Pitch from Fleury on a line to second. That's over. Ferreras is heading out into center. Miguel Villarreal with a leadoff hit. Fourth Down East hit tonight. And just like last night, the Wood Ducks trail 3-0. That was the case going into the seventh inning yesterday when they broke up the perfect game bid, got a run in. Scored 2 in the eighth, and will have to again today erase a 3-0 deficit. Connor Piotto into the left side. First pitch from Fleury, and a slider misses upstairs. Ball one. Meanwhile, the Woodpeckers trying to make it their best win streak in August with a third straight today on the road. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Fastball a little low off the slide step from Fleury. Two balls and no strikes, and too far off their 50th win of the season. Nice to see this type of energy and some success coming from a Fayetteville team that had dropped 13 of 15 coming into this series. Runner going to second. Pitch gets by Guillemette, and Villarreal dives in without a throw. Chose the right pitch to steal on. Piotto has flied out to left and also struck out. First time he faces Fleury. And there's a fastball for a strike on the high outside corner. Gets it to 3-1 on Connor. Matthews shadowing Villarreal behind second. Here's the 3-1 and a high changeup in the zone called strike two. Piotto calls for time, steps out. He's now in a full count. Update to come in a moment on Corpus Christi on the road in Springfield. Crazy start to that game. Fleury goes down to the belt, looks in, pitches. His 3-2 misses inside, gets by Guilmette. Down to third, Villarreal, and Piotto down to first with a walk. First two down east hitters have reached, and the threat is on. First walk issued by Jose Fleury, and now it's Glader Figueroa into the left side. So Corpus Christi threw one today, or tied 3-3 with Springfield. The Hooks score three in the top of the first. Springfield scores three in the bottom of the first. Aaron Brown, the starter today for Corpus Christi, so a tough night for him so far. Four hits, three earned runs allowed. And there's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. For the Corpus Christi Hooks, it was a three-run double from their catcher in that top of the first, C.J. Stubbs. Big swing for Stubbs to help out Brown on the offensive end. 1-1 pitch, foul tipped off of Gil Metzmidt. And it's 1-2 count. Figueroa has walked and also singled. Reached in both plate appearances, trying to make the on-base percentage remain perfect for the day. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch. Ground ball pulled towards second, brings the run home. Ferreras to second for one, no turn to first. And it's a 3-1 game. Later, Figueroa drives in Villarreal with the RBI fielder's choice. Not the worst thing in the world if you're Fayetteville there, just get the out. Keep the tying run at the plate. And the one runner out of scoring position over at first. So here's Anthony Colarco, single and a ground out today. First pitch home. Curveball drops in. Good one from Fleury. Strike one. Infield shifted around to the right. Johnson pulled towards short. Matthews up the middle. Spin and a throw to first as Fleury checks up on the runner. Continue to give you updates around the Astros farm system today, and you have the Sugar Land Space Cowboys who are at home. Pitch is low and in. Sugar Land today against Reno, scoreless. And no hits, no runs, both sides at the top of the second. Sean Dubin gets the start today for Sugar Land. And, of course, he was topic of conversation yesterday with Trey Dombrowski tying his 2019 single-season strikeout record. 1-1 down and in towards the shoelaces on Colarco. Two balls and one strike. 3-1 Woodpeckers. On back-to-back home runs from Guilmette and Johnson in the top of the sixth. Down East gets a run back in the home half here on the RBI fielder's choice. Here comes the 2-1. Colarco fouls it off. Two balls, two strikes. Colarco with a single and a ground out, one of four Down East hits. Fleury starts at the shoulders, drops down to the belt, and delivers. Check swing on a fastball, and Travis Roberson says that Colarco went. That's strike three on the lefty. And that was a very close check, probably one that's worth appealing. But Travis Roberson took the liberty to strike out Colarco. That's a big second out for Fleury, 10th strikeout tonight for FanDuel pitching. And now here's JoJo Blackman. Blackman 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to short. First pitch changeup low and inside for ball one. Bottom three hitters of the Down East order have gone a combined 0-6 tonight. Runner going to second. Here's Guilmette's throw down, and it's not in time. Figueroa swipes second base, gets into scoring position. Second stolen base of the inning for the Wood Ducks. And JoJo Blackman in a 1-1 count. Fleury's set and pitch is low. Two balls and one strike. Tough day for the Astros. They gave up 17 runs on 24 hits. Had Martin Maldonado, the catcher, pitching in the ninth inning in a runaway to Boston. 17-1 the final. Pitch down to the dirt. Kicks to the left of Guilmette. And does not throw. Pockets the baseball while Figueroa gets to third. Tying run still in the on-deck circle is JoJo Blackman, but he's ahead 3-1. Tommy Speck, the left-hander, is on deck. 3-1 Fayetteville, but down east trying to counter with a multi-run inning of their own. Here in the bottom of the sixth, high pitch, but called a strike. Three and two on Blackman. Jose Fleury trying to strand a runner down at third. Down east has left five on so far today. Pitch is close, but just off the corner. Kind of the high outside corner. Looked like it should have been strike three, but Fleury didn't get the call. Tying run on base. Go ahead run, and Tommy Specht coming to the plate. And now it's Zach Wilkins going to the mound. Other scores around the big leagues today. Cubs and Pirates are tied 3-3. That game is in the top of the sixth. Nico Horner with an RBI single for the Cubs, who are fighting for that NL wildcard spot. Still trying to chase down Milwaukee in the division as well. At the end of two, Blue Jays and Orioles are scoreless. Rangers lead the Twins 5-3. That game's in the bottom of the fifth. Corey Seager having a fantastic season. He hit his 24th home run of the year tonight for the Rangers. First pitch swing after the meeting on the mound from Tommy Specht, and he comes up empty. Nothing and one. White Sox over the Athletics, 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning on Andrew Benintendi's solo homer. Here's the set, the 0-1 pitch. Low to Specht, and it's 1-1. Dodgers beat the Guardians 6-1 in Cleveland. Mookie Betts with a five-hit game tonight. And Jose Ramirez hitting his 19th home run of the year for the only Guardians run. Changeup swung on and missed, and it's 1-2 on Specht. On the pitch, JoJo Blackman steals second base. So the tying runs on second and third. Big two-strike count here for Tommy Specht to work against. Jose Fleury trying to complete a second inning of work and get back to the dugout, send this two-run game to the seventh. Here comes his 1-2. Inside and a little bit low as he went with a changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Yankees lose their 10th of 11, fall to the Nationals today 6-5. Blew him out yesterday to end the losing skid, but drop another one today. 2-2 pitch. Specht fouls it back. A lot of decisions to be made in the offseason for the Yankees regarding their front office, their dugout, their manager. Interesting times for the New York Yankees and that fan base. 2-2 pitch on the way from Fleury. Curveball just high. And Travis Roberson not giving Fleury the top part of the strike zone right now. Ball four to Blackman there a moment ago. Looked like he was in there, but he didn't get it. Open base down at first, on deck Devin Hurdle. 3-2 pitch with two outs, here it is. And Specht hits a line drive to right. That will drop down in front of Fisher and bring them both home. Tommy Specht has tied the game with a two-run single. It scores Figueroa and Blackman. Three in the top half, three in the bottom half, and we're level once again. Tommy Specht 0-2 with two strikeouts, and he breaks that up in a big way. And now it's Devin Hurdle. Runner going to second. Specht breaking. Pitch is hacked at and missed. And Specht slides in without a throw. Third stolen base of the inning is down east is getting aggressive. Making sure those runners end up in second or third with their wheels. Devin Hurdle tonight is 0-2, two strikeouts. Chance to make an impact in the nine spot. Looks at a fastball, strike two called. On second base, Specht. Here comes Fleury with the 0-2 pitch. Slider gets him looking. Devin Hurdle goes down for a third time on strikes. And Jose Fleury walks off the mound, but not before damage done. He gives up three runs in the bottom of the sixth. And once again, we are tied at three. Going to the seventh when we come back to Granger Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand.
We play the top of the seventh inning, and Jackson Lofton starts it out with a foul ball down the third base side. An 0-1 count. A 3-0 lead, brief for Fayetteville. They give up three in the bottom of the sixth, and we're back to level. 3-3 the score, and the new right-hander DJ McCarty out on the mound. Draws a ground ball, left side, shallow to third. Figueroa scoops with two hands. His throw to first is in time. Calarco barely stays on that bag. Kept the right toe on the bag as he stretched to his backhand side. And saved Figueroa from the throwing error. So 5-3 on the putout, one gone in the Fayetteville seventh. As we say hello to DJ McCarty, 1-2 record and a 3.36 ERA in 20 games this year, 10 starts and 11 out of the bullpen now. Delivers a first pitch strike to Juan Santander. 61 2/3 innings, 67 strikeouts over that stretch and 25 walks. A one pitch low and in. Juan Santander has reached twice in his debut, once on an error, once on a single. And now the 1-1. Good slider hovers over the middle, and it's 1-2. Santander, in his debut, taking over the roster spot of Sandro Gaston. 1-2 pitch, low and inside. For Sandro, of course, it wasn't the type of year that he saw in the DSL in terms of his power and his slug. And going to the FCL to complete his summer and hopefully iron out a couple of things with the swing. Slider up and outside. Never quite put it together at the plate. He was starting to drop in more base hits before being sent down. Had a three-hit game last week at home. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. Multi-hit night for Juan Santander in his debut. Second single. And that was a hard-hit ground ball coming off the bat at 104 miles an hour. Go ahead, run on once again for the Woodpeckers. Here's Dari Lorenzo for the first time tonight. He will bat from the left side of the plate. First pitch inside, gets by Piotto, and Santander going to second. Almost drilled Lorenzo in the shins. He's barely able to scoot out of the way, and that ball whizzed by the glove of Piotto and an easy pass for Santander. See what the Woodpeckers can do with that go-ahead run into scoring position and one out. Lorenzo has walked and rolled into a fielder's choice. Now the 1-0 pitch. Pulled foul. Rockies fall to the Rays today in Tampa Bay 5-3. Tampa Bay still in the AL wildcard race, but a lot of questions around what their rotation will look like if they do make the playoffs with all of the starting pitching injuries they've had. 1-1 pitch with one out, and Lorenzo tied up swinging on a down and in cutter. Nolan Jones hit a three-run home run for all three Rockies runs. It was Nate Lowe's go-ahead home run that helped give Tampa Bay the lead, a two-run home run in the eighth. Dodgers beat the Guardians in a doubleheader. They took both games, 9-3 in the second game. 1-2, Lorenzo ready. Here's the pitch from McCarty, and he strikes out. A check swing on a slider who's in the zone anyways and catches Lorenzo looking for out number two. Ninth strikeout tonight for Downey's pitching. And it brings it up to the top of the order. Fourth time through now. Cam Fisher coming up. Walked and scored in the sixth, but is 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. McCarty, the right-hander, peeks to second where Santander leads, and Fisher fouls away the pitch. Few teams had days off. One game still scheduled for later today. It is the Reds and Diamondbacks getting going in about an hour in Arizona. Here comes the 0-1. Called the strike to Fisher on a changeup that was just to the outside corner. So McCarty a strike away from putting up a scoreless seventh in relief. The 20-year-old, soon to be 21-year-old, on September 9th, originally in the Lake Elsinore, California area in Southern California. Looks to second base, pitches the 0-2, and Fisher lifts it foul straight backwards. Non-drafted free agent signing by the Rangers in 2020 coming out of the high school ranks, but probably got a nice signing bonus since it was just a five-round draft. McCarty, one of the Rangers' priorities, although they didn't draft him. 0-2, strikes out, Fisher swinging, down and in slider. A third strikeout tonight for Cam Fisher as he turns away frustrated. And the go-ahead run stranded on second base. Time to stretch in Kinston. We're tied up 3-3 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for the seventh inning stretch presented by Orthopedics Easton Sports Medicine Center. At Orthopedics Easton Sports Medicine Center, let us get you back in the game. Let's all stand and join the singing of JT out of the ball game.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
We'll be right back.
We start the bottom of the seventh with Quincy Scott swinging at the first pitch from Jose Fleury and rolling it up the middle of the diamond. He comes away with a single, his first hit of the night, and Down East has the leadoff hitter on. Woodpeckers led 3-0 but gave up three runs quickly thereafter in the bottom of the sixth. Jose Fleury allowed those three earned, and now he'll try and keep the game level. Anthony Gutierrez now, a double for him back in the third, all a part of a 1-for-3 night. First pitch from Fleury, slider called strike one. Starter Jose Gaudez went four scoreless, and Fleury been pitching since the fifth. Down to the belt he goes, runner going to second. Soft pop fly hit towards short. Matthews waiting for it, has it. Here's his throw rolling towards first. It pulls Santander off of the bag. He goes to first with the glove and tags the bag in time to double off Quincy Scott. It was a spike throw by Bryce Matthews, not what he wanted. He rolled it towards first base, and Santander with the awareness and the timing to move off of first, field the ball like a grounder, and then shift his weight back towards the bag, tag first with the mitt, and retire Quincy Scott, a 6-3 double play. And now the trainer Jennifer Bardalis is out of the dugout with Ricky Rivera. They're checking up on the catcher Garrett Gilman. Not sure where Garrett was involved in that play, or maybe he was clipped with the bat on the follow through. All the attention was focused on Matthews and Santander on that play, and then suddenly they're examining the left elbow or tricep area of Gilman. It's like you're always due for one of these over the course of a game when you're working behind the play to check up from the trainer. And the Woodpeckers will hope that Gilman's able to stay in this game. Otherwise, they have Santander over at first who can catch, and Luis Encarnacion, who tonight's getting a night off. And that'll be it. Gilman's able to stay in there, and Jennifer and Ricky back to the dugout. So we carry on. Now Miguel Villarreal, two outs, nobody on base, chases a pitch way out of the zone that was in the dirt. And he was committed to swinging when the ball left the hand, nothing and one. Villarreal tonight with a strikeout, a ground out, and a single. Next pitch, a changeup on the high inside corner, just off target, one and one. Field plays straight up against Villarreal. Fleury working with a pace, his 1-1. Good slider sends Villarreal corkscrewing into the ground again. A couple of ugly swings, and he'll call for time and slow it down. 1-2 with two outs. Fleury trying for a 1-2-3-7 thanks to the double play. Here comes his pitch. He strikes him out with a changeup. Fleury gets his second strike, make it fourth strike out of the game, and pitches a scoreless seventh. 3-3 the score as we go top eight next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
The early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise...
We are into the top of the eighth and tied up at 3-3. Bryce Matthews leads it off for the Woodpeckers against DJ McCarty. First pitch fouled off to the right, and it's nothing and one. Matthews, Baez, and Gilmet, the heart of the order, scheduled here, trying to take the second lead of the game. Woodpeckers led 3-0 for a brief moment on a two-run home run from Gilmet, and then back-to-back solo home run by Ryan Johnson. Check swing from Matthews, and it's nothing and two. Four hits tonight for Fayetteville. Two of them have left the yard. Now the 0-2 coming home. Down and away. Matthews spits on a slider. Woodpeckers trying for win number 50 of the year tonight. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Down and in on Matthews, and he stumbles over the plate. Now a call for time as well. Matthews and Baez, the top two prospects in the order, they've combined to go 0 for 6 in this game. It's Gilmet Johnson providing the big runs. 2-2, here's the wine and the deal. Pop fly, foul, back of home. Matthews with his two-hit game yesterday, but hitless in the opener, hitless tonight. Did reach base in that first game, so far tonight the only game he hasn't been on the bags. 2-2 home. Strikes out. Down and in fastball. And that's the 11th strikeout tonight for Fayetteville lineup. Third for Matthews in a tough 0-for-4 game. And now it brings Luis Baez in. Baez also 0-for-3. Two strikeouts and a flyout to center. Up against DJ McCarty for the first time. First pitch, good slider, breaks in, strike one. DJ McCarty being used behind Noah Wynyard and also Thomas Ireland, Leandro Lopez. Baez with a deep one to left. He points to his dugout. He knows it's going a long way. Way over the left field wall for the third home run of the night for the Woodpeckers. Fourth of the year for Luis Baez and a 4-3 lead in the top of the eighth. He crushed that home run 438 feet to left. An absolute shot for Baez. It's the home run ball getting it done tonight.
Catcher Aaron Gilmet.
Now Gilmet with a bouncer over towards third, a foul ball. And now here comes the 0-1. Slider down and outside. One ball and one strike on Gilmet. 3, 4, and 5 hitters all hitting home runs tonight for the Woodpeckers. Baez, Gilmet, and Johnson. Gilmet got a slider against Thomas Ireland. Sent it a long way in the sixth. Now he hits a line drive down the right field side. Up along the line it goes, and Garrett Gilmet will hold with a single. Cut off by Specht. And he gets it back onto the infield. Second hit tonight for Garrett Gilmet.
Third baseman Ryan Johnson.
And now it's Ryan Johnson. Check swing on an inside fastball and thought it was too far inside. Strike one. Second Woodpeckers lead of this game. Up 3-0, up 4-3. Johnson the 0-1. Checks his swing on a slider. And did he go? They appeal. Yes, he did. Rafael Pineda. And he'd strike two to Johnson. Woodpeckers have also drawn even in the hit column after that Gilmet single. Six hits per side tonight. Woodpeckers went without a hit until the fifth inning. Fastball called strike three. Around the outside corner, Johnson goes down looking. That's out number two. 12th strikeout tonight for the Woodpeckers lineup. And here comes Paz Ferreras. Ferreras with a fly out to center, a strikeout and a pop out. We're at the infield, outfield straight up. Here comes McCarty down the slope. Fastball missed outside. Home runs have been few and far between against DJ McCarty this year. In fact, he's given up just six in his entire pro career. Five of them were in his rookie season in 2021. The Luis Baez home run that measured 438 feet a moment ago, the first that DJ McCarty has given up all year. Entering tonight, had not allowed a homer over 61 and two-thirds innings. Incredible. One ball and one strike with two outs, and here comes the pitch. Ferreras fisted and fouled it off to the right. The 1-2. Check swing on a breaking ball. They appeal, and he did not go. 2-2 on Ferreras. Hit the ball hard in the second inning, a fly ball that made it all the way to the warning track and was cut down by Gutierrez. Had a hit last night, looking for his first tonight. 2-2. In on the knuckles, and he checked his swing and went. Travis Roberson rings him up for strike three, and the inning is over. Three strikeouts for McCarty, but he gives up the long ball first all season to Luis Baez. And the Woodpeckers lead it 4-3 going to the bottom of the eighth when we return.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Connor Piotto is the leadoff hitter for Down East. The lefty takes a changeup outside. Ball one to begin the bottom of the eighth inning. A Luis Baez 438-foot home run gives them a 4-3 lead. Just a towering drive for Baez. And Piotto takes it upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Down East has a similar comeback in them. They scored three in the bottom of the sixth after Fayetteville scored three, and they will try and counter once again. Foul tipping off the mitt of Gilmet. And it's two balls and one strike. Piotto has flied to left and also struck out and walked. Piotto, Figueroa, and Calarco to face Jose Fleury in his fourth inning of work tonight. 2-1 pitch is just off of the inside. Close. 3-1. Fleury will be capped at about 75 pitches tonight as he delivers to Piotto and missed low on the 3-1, ball four. And again, the tying run will be on. Fleury at 60 pitches, 33 strikes. And now Gleyder Figueroa, the hitter. Fastball missed upstairs. And he balked. Fleury did not set. He balked Piotto down to second base. And here we go again. Tying run into scoring position for the Woodies. And Figueroa, he's reached three times today. A walk, a single, a fielder's choice. His last time up that drove in a run. Next pitch to him. Fastball up and away. First one didn't count, so that's ball one. Here comes the 1-0. And a deep fly hit out into right. Fisher gets over to the warning track with room in front of the wall, makes the catch. Piotto tags from second, slides into third. And a fly ball by Figueroa is a productive out. When he first hit it, you thought it might have been gone. It had that type of a trajectory. And for Jose Fleury, best case scenario, out number one. And the Woodpeckers still holding the 4-3 lead, but now Calarco and JoJo Blackman will have a chance to tie this game. Every at-bat tonight for Figueroa has been productive. His walk, his single, a fielder's choice that brought in a run from third, and now the fly ball to advance the runner. Old Fayetteville infield in on the grass. Pitch to Calarco. Popped up behind home plate. Guilmette gives it a look, but it lands foul on the roof. And it's strike one on Calarco. Calarco in his 15th game of the year, chance to come up with a big swing for his new team. Infield in, the 0-1. Changeup placed perfectly right on that inside part of the plate. Calarco, the 24-year-old, originally from Illinois and a former player at Ole Miss, swings and rips it foul off the first base dugout. Not the first big ball player, 6'4", 235, we've seen out of the Ole Miss program. Tim Elko, still the leading home run man in the Carolina League long after his promotion from the Rebels. 0-2 pitch, and Calarco pops it foul. Grew up in Barrington, Illinois before going to play for the Rebels. Was on the Trenton Thunder earlier this year as well, which is I believe they're an American Association franchise now, or a part of one of the non-affiliated leagues. Ground ball out towards second base. One hop for Ferraris. Looks the runner to third, and short throw to first for the second out. Big play. Big out for Jose Fleury. Brings up JoJo Blackman. Woodpeckers have worked out of trouble plenty of times already tonight. They've stranded two in scoring position in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth. Down East had a multitude of scoring chances early that they couldn't capitalize on. Here comes the pitch to Blackman. Swings and misses at a slider. Tonight, with runners in scoring position, Down East has gone a combined 1-for-12. And they've left six runners on base in total. Looking for that big hit here against Fleury as he sets, throws the 0-1, and Blackman takes a fastball for a strike right on the inner part of the plate. He lifted the elbows out of the way, tried to draw the call, thought it was too far inside. Fleury gets ahead 0-2 with two outs in the bottom of the eighth, man at third. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Changeup fades outside, a slight check swing, and he didn't go. Blackman walked and run and scored a run in the sixth. Gonna have to protect here in a 1-2 count. Fleury delivers. Check swing on a good changeup. Did he go? No. And that pitch was just off the outside corner of the zone. Tough pitch to take for Blackman in a two-strike count, but it levels the count, two balls, two strikes. Fleury getting close to that pitch cap tonight. And he'll step off, get a new set of signs from Guilmette. Fleury at this stage has thrown 71 pitches, and that bullpen does have a right-hander warming out in right field. 2-2 pitch home. Blackman with a ground ball right side. It's through. We are tied again. Connor Piotto comes in from third, and Blackman has leveled the game. It's 4-4. He got an inside slider, and he turned on it. RBI single, and it brings Ricky Rivera out to the mound. And Ricky arguing with the base ump, Rafael Pineda. He thought that check swing a moment ago for Blackman should have been strike three. Instead, it extended the at-bat, and Blackman delivered. Called to the bullpen, tied at four. And it'll be Ian Fago to try and get the final out of the eighth when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Ian Fago has taken over for Jose Fleury in the bottom of the eighth. They send the runner on the first pitch. The throw down by Guilmette is not in time, and JoJo Blackman swipes second base to get into scoring position. Go ahead run down to second base. Tommy Specht with a two-run single that helped tie the game. It did tie the game in the sixth inning. Now he's trying to give Down East the lead. Fago pitches, misses down and away. JoJo Blackman taking a big secondary lead down at the base, and Matthews will have to keep him close. Fago has been terrific for Fayetteville in August, has not given up a run over 4 2/3. 2-0, foul tipped into the mitt. And Fago bringing the velo at 96. On the year, Ian Fago 2-3. Excuse me, no record on the year, and actually 3-2 on the year for the Woodpeckers with a 4.21 ERA in 28 games. Runner going to third, 2-1 pitch down to the dirt. Guilmette picks it, throws up the line, and got him diving in. Garrett Guilmette picks a short-hopping fastball and throws out JoJo Blackman trying to get to third. Big play behind the plate for Guilmette, and this tie game is going to a ninth inning, 4-4 when we come back to Granger Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
This game has had plenty of drama to it once again tonight. Check swing for Jackson Lofton starting the ninth inning. McCarty lets it roll on by. The flip from Colarco in and out of the glove, and Lofton is safe at first. DJ McCarty hustling off the left side of the mound on a slow roller. He let the ball roll through him. He saw Colarco was off of the bag. And in hindsight, he probably should have been the one making the play. So Lofton catches a break. It ends up going as an error to put Lofton on, an E, so they'll call it. See how they officially score in the online system, but Lofton is on, and Juan Santander to the plate. Two-hit game in his debut. Pitch from McCarthy, a slider over the middle. 0-1. Be a missed catch error by DJ McCarthy, an E1. On that flip from Colarco that was accurate, but McCarthy took his eye off it. Spinning a throw over, and the throw is wide. It sails past first and all the way to the sidewall. Lofton to his feet, gets down to second base. Go-ahead run into scoring position. Another error on McCarthy. The missed catch error and now the throwing error. And the Woodpeckers will have multiple chances here to bring home Lofton and take another lead. They've led two separate times today, 3-0 and then 4-1. Juan Santander has reached all three times with an error and two singles. Here's the pitch. Shoots it foul on a one hop into his dugout.
That's another down. He's hitting air conditioning. Foul ball.
This game had no scoring up until the sixth inning, and since then it's been blow for blow. 0-2 pitch, called a strike on the outside. Perfectly placed fastball by DJ McCarthy. 14 strikeout tonight for Woodpeckers hitters, most in the series so far. And now it's Dari Lorenzo, or will it be? Ricky Rivera going to his lineup card, talking with Travis Roberson, and he will bring in a pinch hitter. Luis Encarnacion is scheduled to sub in here. He has grabbed a bat. And to go over the scouting report, Down East will send their pitching coach Julio Valdez to the mound. Luis Encarnacion hitting his 10th home run of the year last night and enters this game at a tipping point to try and play hero once again. Quick update around the Carolina League tonight as some of the scores continue to file in. We're watching that North Division playoff race where tonight Lynchburg leads 4-3 in the top of the ninth against Delmarva. Shorebirds have the tying run at first with one out. Carolina did win tonight. They held on to a one-run lead and beat Columbia 2-1 in Zebulon. So Carolina will remain two games atop the division come tomorrow. as they look to end their 15-year playoff drought in the final 2.5 weeks of the regular season. So meeting on the mound complete. Encarnacion into the right side. First pitch, broken back, ground ball out towards short. It's scooped by Villarreal. Throw to first in time, but Lofton gets to third. Two outs in the ninth for Fayetteville, and Cam Fisher in for a fifth time to try and bring in Lofton. Fredericksburg and Salem are tied 1-1 tonight in the bottom of the ninth inning. Kannapolis leads Myrtle Beach 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth, and Charleston trails Augusta 5-4 midway through the ninth. Swing and a miss by Fisher, 0-1. And that game actually did go final. Augusta defeats Charleston for the second straight night. And if the Woodpeckers can win this one, a chance to make up a game on the top team in the division. Here comes the 0-1. Inside to Fisher, it gets through Piotto. Lofton hustling down the line, and he scores. A pitch that crossed up Piotto, got through his glove, and Lofton is in for the third Fayetteville lead of the night. 5-4 the score, and it takes the pressure off of Fisher at the plate. That fastball was running in towards his knee, and just not a lot of room for Piotto to get the glove in there. See how they officially score it. Now the 1-1 to Fisher. Slider outside. And this inning has been aided along by the defensive miscues from DJ McCarty. The missed catch error, then the throwing error to advance Lofton. Set the stage for the ground ball to advance the runner, and then the wild pitch. Is officially scored a wild pitch on DJ McCarty. Cam Fisher in a 3-1 count. As McCarty peers in, winds pitches. And Fisher fouls it backwards. It's 3-2. Kind of a quiet night for Cam, and perhaps the last chance here to extend his season-long 5-game hitting streak that extends back to last weekend at home against Lynchburg. 3-2 on the way from McCarty, and Fisher takes strike three on the outside corner. He's caught looking, strikes out for a fourth time tonight, but the Woodpeckers get the run they needed. They take their third lead of the game on a wild pitch. Lofton comes in to score. Three outs to get for Ian Fago as he goes back to the mound and tries to make it 3 in a row on the road for the Woodpeckers when we return.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Ian Fago out to try and close it, in line for a win after the Woodpeckers score a run in the top of the ninth on a wild pitch. It brought home Jackson Lofton, and they have their third lead of the game. They were up 3-0, then 4-3, now 5-4. Down East has tied it twice but never led. Tommy Specht in a 1-1 count against Fago from the left side. Here's the pitch. Down and in. Ball one. Ball two, pardon me. Speck tonight has struck out twice and also singled in two runs. He tied the game with that two-run base hit in the sixth. Devin Hurdle on deck, then Quincy Scott. 8-9-1 against Fago as he sets, throws the 2-1, and misses up high. Down East has started each of the last three innings by putting the leadoff man on. That's been their big key to counteracting the Fayetteville runs. 3-1 home. High fastball got him swinging. And it's 3-2. And Fago pumping that one in at 97 miles an hour and has some of the best velo out of anybody in that Fayetteville bullpen. And an absolute tear over the last couple of months. 3-2 pitch. Up and outside, ball four. And Tommy Specht has drawn a leadoff walk once again. Down East has the tying runner on. It should be noted that Specht did steal second base in the sixth inning. He's a big guy, but he has some speed. And the question is, will Carlos Maldonado test it? And a very solid throwing arm of Garrett Gilmet behind the plate and send Specht. Devin Hurdle into the right side. Here's the first pitch home. Bunts it down to the first baseline. Charging Santander picks up, tags out the runner in the line. And that's actually Ricardo Below who has entered in over at first. Sack bunt, little old school baseball, gets specked into scoring position.
It's the top of the order, designated hitter, Quincy Scott.
So Below is over at first base. Paz Ferreira is still at second. Matthews at short, Johnson down at third. Gilmet behind the plate. Here's Quincy Scott. 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. First pitch slider dips in, called strike one. And it's just a one position change there. Below subbing out to Encarnacion and playing defensively down at first base. 0-1 pitch. Another slider cuts in there. Strike two. And now here's the 0-2 pitch. Scott tied up swinging. He strikes out. Three pitches, three sliders for Ian Fago to get the second out of the ninth inning. And it comes down to Anthony Gutierrez. The 18-year-old right-handed hitter. With a double today, but also a double play ball. Couple of ground outs. He's 1-for-4. First pitch. Chases a slider out of the zone. Strike one. Ian Fago hunting his fourth winning decision of the year. Woodpeckers have been out hit tonight 7-6, but trying to lock up a third straight win on the road and win number 50 of the regular season. Here's the 0-1. High fastball got him swinging. Nothing in two. And now Down East down to their final breath. Ian Fago goes right back to the velo. Tying runner is specked on second base. Fago not paying much attention. Here comes the 0-2, and a pop fly left side, drifting into foul territory. Gilmet drifts over to the on-deck circle. It lands foul on the roof. And Fago will have to throw another here to Gutierrez. Fayetteville went away from their longest stretch in August after a turbulent stretch start of the month at home. Putting things together here on the final road swing. 0-2 pitch home, up and in. And Gutierrez has to bend back at the waist to get out of the way. It was the home run ball today that scored the first four runs. Home runs from Gilmet, Johnson, and Baez. And then the errors and the wild pitch. A little courtesy, a little gift in the ninth inning, giving Fayetteville the lead. 1-2 pitch, foul backwards, and Gutierrez barely got a piece of a 99-mile-per-hour fastball Ian Fago exhausting everything left in that right arm to get the final strike here. He was 96-97, but gave that one some extra juice. 5-4 Fayetteville lead, tying run on second base. Here comes the 1-2 home. And a ground ball towards the middle. Matthews to his left, scoops from short, gets the throw off, but it's wide at first. Below bails off the bag to reel it in, and this game will carry on. You can tell Matthews struggled to get it out of the webbing of the glove. He didn't pick it cleanly as he charged forward. Might not have had the grip he wanted on the baseball. And the throwing error puts runners at the corners. Speck to third, Gutierrez at first, and Villarreal at the plate. They've actually flashed a hit up on the board. Hit for Gutierrez, a single. He's breaking for second. First pitch fastball swung on and missed by Villarreal. Villarreal singled and scored in the sixth inning. Now has the winning run in scoring position. 0-1, down and in. One ball and one strike on Villarreal. And here's the 1-1. High fly out into center, but Lofton with room. Backs up, squares it up, and reaches up, makes the catch. This game is over. Down East strands two in scoring position, and the Woodpeckers hang on to a 5-4 victory in nine tonight. They have guaranteed a split of this road series going into Friday and have won three in a row in Kinston. Their best winning stretch of the month of August. And they have done it tonight with three separate leads. The home run early, the error and the wild pitch late. And the 5-4 victory, a nail biter tonight over the Down East Wood Ducks. We will break it down next on the postgame show right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, Welcome back to Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show and another nail biter tonight in Kinston. A lot of drama front end of this series. 10 innings yesterday, 9 tonight, but one run separating the two sides in the end. 5-4, the final score as the Woodpeckers took three separate leads in this game to finally get it done. A three-run lead after 5.5, a 4-3 lead after 7.5, and then in the ninth inning, another run that gave them the 5-4 lead and eventually that 5-4 victory. Jose Guedes, Jose Fleury, Ian Fago, the three pitchers out there on the mound today, they were the beneficiaries, at least Fleury and Fago were. Guedes pitching in a scoreless game up through the sixth to the home run ball. It was a two-run home run for Garrett Guilmette in the sixth that broke the scoreless game. Ryan Johnson then went back-to-back with him with a solo home run. It was 3-0 after the top of the sixth inning, but then Down East came up with three runs in the bottom of the sixth. RBI fielder's choice for Gleyder Figueroa, two-run single for Tommy Specht going against Jose Fleury, leveling the game. Then the Woodpeckers took another lead, solo home run by Luis Baez in the eighth, a gargantuan shot over the left field wall that measured 438 feet. Down East tied it up again, though, in the bottom of the eighth inning. RBI two-out single for JoJo Blackman against Fleury. It was level 4-4, and in the ninth, Jackson Lofton reaching on a slow roller towards first. A dropped catch error by the pitcher, DJ McCarty, allowed Lofton to reach. Then an errant pickoff throw to first got him to second. He advanced to third on a ground ball from Luis Encarnacion. And a wild pitch brought home Lofton the winning run in a 5-4 victory. Ian Fago, meanwhile, getting the final four outs of the game and being the beneficiary of that run in the ninth and getting the win, his fourth of the season, to go to 4-2. With the win tonight, the Woodpeckers improved to 50-67 overall. They grabbed that 50th win of the season. Down East goes to 61-51. Fayetteville's new second half record standing at 20-31. Down East at 24-27. So we turn the page to tomorrow, game four of the series. Fayetteville has a chance to win the series with a win tomorrow. They've guaranteed a split. Right-hander Andrew Taylor, 4-8 with a 4.97 ERA. And right-hander Joseph Montalvo for the Wood Ducks, 7-2 with a 2.83 ERA. First pitch at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air with you tomorrow for a 6:50 pregame show from right here at Granger Stadium. Some final totals in this one. Once again, the final time of game, 2 hours 29 minutes, our shortest game this week, in front of a Granger Stadium crowd of 1,209. Thank yous to go around, of course, Colin Casey monitoring the action back in Fayetteville. We certainly appreciate his help, helping put together some social media posts as the game went on. He'll be on the air with you Saturday and Sunday here in Kinston. He'll have the weekend coverage for you. I'll be with you through tomorrow. And big thanks to him back in Fayetteville. Big thanks to you, the listeners, as well. We appreciate you making Woodpeckers baseball a part of your night, and we hope you'll join us again for tomorrow's 7 o'clock first pitch from Granger Stadium with a 6:50 pregame show. Final line scores, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Fayetteville, 4 runs, 8 hits, and 3 errors for Down East. That'll do it for our baseball coverage tonight from Kinston. Good night, everybody. Andrew Chapman signing off. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday evening. The Woodpeckers on a winning streak. 3 in a row going into Friday night. We will talk to you from here in Kinston then. So long, everybody. Good night.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.